The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord
Christ. When it was evening of the day of the resurrection, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the twelve, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and I put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." And Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." And Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I have a folder here that contained the sermon that I preached here in 1984 on Easter 2, but I'm not going to use that one. Things did change. Perspectives did change, so viva la difference, I hope. I want to talk today about resurrection, and I want to talk about how often doubting Thomas becomes an issue about, do you believe that in the physical resurrection of Jesus, as opposed to, do you believe in the forgiveness of sin? We spend so much time focused on Thomas not having to put his fingers into the holes, and we miss the fact that when Jesus came to his disciples, they only recognized him by the marks of his passion. And the second thing he said to them after he said, "Peace be with you," was, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. Whatever sins you retain are retained. Whatever sins you forgive are forgiven." The hard part about being a Christian and about believing in the resurrection is not that God can raise the dead. It's, can the dead forgive one another? Can the dead receive forgiveness? Can the dead offer it to others? The day of resurrection stretches from God's future to the present moment and into our past. Cain in search of Abel, Abel rising up to greet Cain. It is the first day of the new creation, and it is early in the morning on that day. The victory of God is won without warrior messiahs, Rambos back from the dead, or fallen foes. It is won by the irresistible love, mercy, compassion, grace, and deep grief of God. It is a timeless day, and yet full of our minutes our hours, our days, our months and years, our griefs and our joys, as it spreads through time, space, and the human heart. The day of resurrection raises up to life enemies who are dead to one another. It is the day when Abel's blood no longer cries to God for vengeance. It is the day when Cain and Abel embrace, ending all rivalries that led to murder and the reign of death. It is the day of resurrection, when death works backwards towards life. And Jesus came to his disciples locked behind the door like dead men in a tomb and said to them, "Peace be with you." That Jesus was raised physically from the dead, I do believe. That we are being raised from the death of unforgiveness is the real question of faith. You've read and heard about Thomas. Did you also pay attention to Peter's first, or one of his first sermons there? Notice how Peter identifies with who he's speaking to as fellow Israelites. And in a moment, he binds them to an action that they've taken, that they have been participants in the crucifixion of the Lord of life. They handed him over their gift to the world to die. He's part of that. He accepts his own deep grief for having betrayed Jesus. But he offers them hope. He offers them the act of God's communication of love and mercy in the resurrected Jesus. You can't keep a good man down, or a good woman. When Jesus comes to them in that room and says, "Peace be with you," they don't even recognize him. It's only when he shows them the marks of his passion. They don't bother to touch. They just see, and they believe. Notice that Thomas isn't there. He's off fishing or something, or doubting. I don't know what he's doing. But when he comes back, having demanded to see the marks of passion, that's the only way we ever can identify Jesus in our world, is through the marks of his passion and death. And once he is able to touch what he can see, he makes a confession of faith. "My Lord and my God." On this second Sunday of Easter, it's important for us to remember the lesson from Thomas. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. But blessed are you when you can see the marks of Jesus' passion in the world in which you live, and you respond. Blessed are you when you see the sick and seek to heal. Blessed are you when you see the hungry and seek to feed. Blessed are you when you see those who are thirsty for a world that's just and you offer drink. When you see the marks of passion in your world, you have seen Jesus. When you take the steps that the disciples took and generation after generation of Christians have taken to heal the world, you have met Jesus. You don't have to search very far. The marks of passion are everywhere." Hans van Urban Balthasar once said, "Being disguised under the disfigurement of an ugly crucifixion and death, Christ upon the cross is paradoxically the closest and clearest revelation of who God is. And the resurrection, the day of resurrection, invites us all to be part of that glorious day that stretches from the future to this moment and into our past as a wave of forgiveness to restore us and to make us fit to go out and see the risen Christ in the passions of our world. The day of resurrection stretches from God's future to the present moment and into the past. Cain in search of Abel, Abel rising up to greet Cain. It is the first day of the new creation, and it's early in the morning on that day. Amen.